laborers are few. I'm going to continue on from the whole theme of the vision for this year. The harvest is white, but the laborers are few. And it's not that he hasn't got many volunteers, he has. The problem is that he can't release a laborer into the harvest unless it's got a sharp edge. Otherwise, you will bruise and damage the harvest. Can I have an amen? So it's not so much that he has a lack of volunteers. The problem is the laborers are few because they haven't got a sharp edge. You release someone, you go into someone where you see the old sickle getting, you know, reaping of the harvest. It better be sharp. Because all you'll do otherwise is bruise it. And a hurting person will hurt people. Can I have an amen? So you go and try and win someone over in your hurt and your pain, and you're not healed from your hurt and your pains, and trying to minister to their hurt and pain, all that will happen is we'll have a bunch of hurt. Amen? What's that? Can I have my slides up, please? It says in John 21 and 6 this, and he said to them, cast your net on the right side. Do you know there's the wrong side to cast your net? Doesn't mean right and left. There's a wrong side to cast your net. Cast your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. You heard me say this before. His sum is more than enough for you. You will find some. And now they were not able to draw in what God had provided. 153 fish. They were not able to draw it in by themselves. I want to talk about the laborers that are lacking strength. Us laborers that might be lacking some strength. It has to be a move of the Holy Ghost to draw the fish. God drew 153 fish because he spoke fish to go on that side of the boat. They dropped the net. He spoke fish, 153 fish jumped in the net. The issue was they didn't have the strength to draw the net in. They had to call others, which is a good thing, call others to help you with the net. But what if you had the strength to draw it in? Have the strength to be able to do what God has asked me to do in this hour when he wants to draw in the lost, the broken, the all sorts that will be in the net? They're not just going to be all, he didn't tell us what type of fish they were. He just said 153 fish. Some are edible. Some might be non-edible. Some you just might want to chuck back. But he wants his people strengthened to draw in the net. Hallelujah. He wants us strengthened in the Holy Ghost. Not by might, nor by power, but by his Spirit. I need the strength in this hour more than ever before of the Holy Ghost. I need the power of the Holy Ghost. Not just for signs and wonders. They're wonderful, they're good. I need the power of witness in my life. I need the power of demonstration in my life. I need the power of salvation flowing through my life. That he will see, or the world will see, that this Jesus I talk about is not an image, it's not just something I'm talking about, but he is alive and he is real. That they must see the change in me. Of a transformed life. Hallelujah. This power is not just to lay hands on the sick, which is a good thing, not just to prophesy, which is a good thing, not just have words of knowledge, which is a good thing, not just be able to speak in tongues, which is a good thing, but there has to be a demonstration in my own personal life that he has changed me. He has changed my disposition. He's changed the way I think. He's changed the way I talk. He's changed the way I hold myself. He's changed my outlook in life. Hallelujah. He's changed my heart. John 4 and 35, 38 says this, do not say that there is still 4 months and then comes the harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields. Question, what am I looking at? The natural would say it takes 4 months for a crop to come, then a harvest. Jesus is saying, lift up your eyes from the natural and believe me for the supernatural and understand that the harvest for the last 2,000 years is already white. For they are already white for harvest. He who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life. There is a blessing on seeing a reaping for your life. There is a reward to see a reaping for your life. That both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, one sows, another reaps. I sent you to reap that which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors, and therefore I will enter into the reward of their labors if I so reap. Amen. Luke 10, verse 2 says this, and he said to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. There is not enough laborers with a cutting edge. Plenty of volunteers. Plenty of volunteers. But he wants people ready to reap a harvest for his glory. I want to ask you this morning, are you ready to be sent? I'm not talking about, I'm going to India next month. I'm not talking about just places like India, Africa, where I'm talking about, are you prepared to be sent to your next door neighbor? Am I prepared to be sent to my brother or my sister? Am I prepared to be sent to my child? Am I prepared to be sent to that one which is no longer walking with the Lord? Or do I just say, well, there's 4 months to a harvest, plenty of time. She'll be right, mate. Well, she won't be. She won't be right. It won't be right until I speak. Amen. I need, you need more than ever before to be walking and operating in the power of the Holy Ghost. I need to see the power of the Holy Ghost. I need to see the power of the Holy Ghost operating in my house, not just church. I need to see the power of the Holy Ghost operating, circumcising, changing, challenging me and my house, my children, every day of my life. I want them not just to hear about him. I want them to experience him. I don't want them just to get something from him. I want them to encounter him. I want them to encounter him to such a point where they can forsake all other things. Follow him. That challenge starts in me. Am I prepared to forsake all other things? Hallelujah. Am I prepared to forsake all other things? Acts 1 verse 4 and 8 says this. But you shall, let's read it. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall. I want you to hear this, but you don't know that. I don't even know that. But you shall know this. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. I'm going to say it again. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. He didn't say when the Holy Spirit comes in you. If you're born again here this morning, the Holy Spirit's already in you. Can I have an amen? He's already resident, living inside of you. There's another experience that you can have as a Christian where the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and He just doesn't come upon and leave, come upon and leave. That's Old Testament. He will come upon you because the Holy Spirit is here and He's remaining. Can I have an amen? This Holy Spirit, this person called the Holy Spirit, this God in the person of the Holy Spirit, God decided to not leave me an orphan, to not leave me without a comforter. And He said, I will send to you when I leave, I will send to you another comforter, the Holy Spirit. And this Holy Spirit, this person called the Holy Spirit, will reside not just in you, but He desires to baptize you and be upon you to bring demonstration of my power, bring demonstration of my witness, to bring demonstration of my separation to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I want all of the Holy Ghost. I want everything God wants for my life. I'm not going to be satisfied until God does everything He needs in me. If that means I've got to bow my knee and get Him to get me alone, Jesus, do it. Do it. While I've still got breath, let this life emulate the kingdom of God. Let this life demonstrate kingdom anointing, kingdom authority, kingdom power, kingdom holiness. Can I have an amen? I feel very alone up here sometimes. The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea, the household of God. Samaria, those who have a knowledge but never been transformed. Samaritans are half Jews. Mixture. When Nebuchadnezzar invaded northern Israel, he exchanged them for other nations around them and camped them in that place, a place called the city, the capital of northern Israel, at that time not Judah, northern Israel, was Samaria. That's why they were called Samaritans. But they became a mixture where they have, even today, they've got a Torah. They have a knowledge of the Word, but no transformation. That's why Jesus had to go to the Samaritan woman. He said, you do not know what you worship. She had a knowledge, but she didn't know. Here is this people. They have a knowledge of God, but never allow the transformation of the power of God. Then to the uttermost parts of the earth, the lost. He just doesn't want to touch the house. He wants to touch the Samaritans, the backslider. He wants to touch the lost. He wants to send you to licorice all sorts. He wants to send you to a myriad of different people. Don't get locked in. Don't just be happy speaking and witnessing in the house of the Lord. Because if you do, just like the disciples did, if you keep camping around your Jerusalem, He will disperse you. He will make sure you get to where He needs you to get. Amen? The wait is over. Oh, the wait is over. Hear me, people, the wait is over. You don't have to wait for a move of the Holy Ghost. What? I thought you said, what are you talking about? You don't have to wait for a move of the Holy Ghost. You are the move of the Holy Ghost. You are the move of the Holy Ghost. You and I have the Holy Ghost residing within me. Direction. Then he wants to come upon me. Power. Witness. That this world might behold the Christ in you, the hope of the Christ in where? The Christ in where? Not in heaven. Not in a cloud floating around playing his harp. Not singing Kumbaya, O Lord, Kumbaya. No, he's not there. He's residing in you. And he wants to show a glory through you that this world hasn't got. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe the statements like this? Greater is he that is in than he that is in the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead now dwells within. Where? Where? Me. Me. Not a church. Not a song service. Not a smoke machine. Me. You are, if you're born again here this morning, you are, I am, the temple of the Holy Ghost. He lives in you. He takes his residence with you. And he will change you from the inside out. But most of us are like the rest of us. We want to see the change externally real quick. Oh, God, change this situation. Lord, deliver me. Lord, get me out. And God's saying, I'm trying to get you out of you. I'm trying to deliver you from you and your thinking and your stinking thinking. I'm trying to deliver you from your own mouth. I'm trying to deliver you. But all you want me is to change all the circumstances around you. But the circumstances will not change my heart. Hallelujah. Oh, I've got a fire burning within my bones this morning. Sanctification, restoration, demonstration. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Sanctification, restoration, demonstration. Am I demonstrating the power of the Holy Ghost in my life? What is flowing out of my belly? For out of your belly should flow what? Rivers of what? Not a sprinkle. Not a trickle, a river. Not complaint. I see so many rivers of complaint. Well, if God is for me, why is he allowing this to happen? Well, you don't understand my problem. No, I don't. I probably don't even want to understand your problem, to be honest. I've got enough of my own. You can keep yours. But I'll tell you someone who does. His name is Jesus. Uh-huh. Here's the good news. You'll never win an argument. Just surrender. Just say things like this. Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Change me. Anyone want some change this morning? Anyone want some power of the Holy Ghost? Anyone want to see some change happening in their house? Hallelujah. Turn with me to 2 Kings 2, 1 to 14. 2 Kings 2, 1 to 14. You'll have to open your Bibles because I didn't write it for you. 2 Kings 2. No, it's not all of it's up there. 1 to 14. Here we go. Elijah ascends to heaven. I want you to look at the parallel of Elijah's walk and Jesus' walk. Elijah 2 verse 1 says this, and it came to pass when the Lord was about to take Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Bethel. Gilgal means rolling away. Gilgal means a rolling away. If I keep camping around stuff and just keep celebrating the goodness of God, without allowing Him to deal with the things in me, all I'll be is ever a child in the kingdom of God. I need the discipline of the Spirit. I need not just to celebrate His goodness every day. I need Him to demonstrate His power in me to change me. Stay here, please. Now, you've got to remember, Elisha had just walked with Elijah for 8 years. 8 years. What does 8 mean? New beginnings. He fulfilled his apprenticeship. Then Elijah said, Elijah, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Bethel, which means what? House of God. If all you want to do is come to the house of God and play clappy, happy church, you're missing out. Your Christianity is far greater than you coming together to sing a song. Not saying that's bad. Not saying that's bad at all. That's a good thing. But it certainly shouldn't be somewhere I camp. There's more to God than that. Who believes that? There's more to God than just come to church. In fact, you are the church. Then he says this, but Elisha said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. Now I want you to see the determination of this young man, Elisha. I will not leave you. I will not leave you, Jesus, and camp here because there is something I know that I can get more from you. There is something in you and on you that I want. I will not leave you. But Elisha said to them, as the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. Now the sons of the prophets, I want you to highlight that. The sons of the prophets. You can't go to school to become a prophet. I want to say that again. You can't go and get a degree to learn to be a prophet. You can't go to school to be a prophet. You are born it. It is in you. You have to be a son of. It is something God births within you. I am not a pastor because I went to school to be a pastor. It is something He implanted into my spirit to become. Are you with me? So the sons of the prophets, were at Bethel, came to Elisha and said to him, do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today? Notice they didn't say to Elijah. I think Elijah would have given the clip across the ear. No, they went to Elisha. Don't you know your master will be taken away from among you? Don't you know? Do you know there's many voices wanting to stop you to walk with the master? There's many voices that want you to camp. Camp at the house, camp at your Gilgal. Just camp. Don't go any further, just camp. Oh, you've done your apprenticeship. You know better. You know the ways of church and you've been churchified in Christendom. Just camp. Just stay as you are. Stay where you are. It's cool, it's all right. You've learned enough. He said, yes, I know. This is what you have to do to those voices. Keep silent. Sometimes you've got to speak to voices that are speaking to you back. And you've got to say, zip thy lip. Be quiet. Verse 4. Then Elijah said to him, Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me onto Jericho. But he said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So they came to Jericho. Jericho means fragrance. Camping around that which smells good. The blessedness of the Lord. Well, I'm blessed, so I must be in the favor of God. Yet my Bible says He reigns on the just and the unjust. Oh, I'll just camp around. Well, Jesus, I thank You that I'm blessed. Hallelujah. I'm blessed. So I'll just remain in the blessing. I want the overflow. I want to go under the blessed spout of the overflow. Sometimes I think some of our Christian terminologies makes God sick. Just get under the spout of the anointing. The spout? You're calling the Holy Ghost a spout? You're talking about God. So they came to Jericho. Now the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho came to Elijah and said, "Do you know that the Lord will be taking away your master from over you today?" He answered again, "Yes, I know." Shut up. Stay silent. Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to the Jordan." What does the Jordan mean? Death, burial, resurrection. Jesus puts it like this. Pick up your cross and follow me. Death, burial, resurrection. Here's a nugget. Without a cross, you can't have a crown. Without a cross, I can't have a crown. In fact, the cross is an invitation to death of self. How you think, how you act. But he said, "As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood facing them at a distance while the two of them stood by the Jordan. There will always be those who know better yet refuse to cross over. You have those who want to just watch what's going to happen. They know what's going to happen. They just want to what? They don't want to partake in what's going to happen. And the 50 men and the sons of the prophets went and stood facing them at a distance while the two of them stood by the Jordan. And now Elijah took off his mantle, rolled it up and struck the water, and it was divided this way and that. And the two of them crossed over on dry ground. On what ground? Hallelujah. No residue. No residue of the former, no residue of the old, no residue of the old man, no residue of my sin, no residue of anything. It was gone. It was dried up. It was empty. It was finished. He crossed over on dry ground. Hallelujah. He rolled up his mantle, speaking of the anointing of God. You and I have an anointing from the Holy One. 1 John 2, 1 John 4 says you have an anointing. There is an anointing residing in you. It has been given to every believer to be everything God has designed them to be. There is an anointing within you, and you can't afford to not cross your Jordan. You can't afford to just look at your Jordan and say, "Oh, well, that's my place of my death, my place of my burial, the place of my resurrection," and you refuse to cross over under the anointing of God. If you camp at that thing, you will never go into the purposes of God. All you'll be doing is speaking to yourself is things like this. Is the anointing great enough to deal with my problem? Elijah asked Elisha, "What do you require of me? What do you want? What are you requiring of me?" Elisha never asked for money. Elisha never asked for stuff. Elisha never asked for a fame and fortune. Elisha said this, "Give me
a double portion of that anointing on your life. Give me that double portion of the anointing on your life. He said, you ask a hard thing, but if you see me taken away, you'll have it. Immediately the chariots and the fire and the horsemen took him away. The mantle fell. The anointing fell. Elisha picks it up. The sons of the prophets that were looking, saying, oh, I wonder what's going to happen. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, safe place. We'll stay here. They saw, truly, the mantle has fallen. Truly, the mantle has fallen upon him. May I say this? People should recognize the anointing on your life before they recognize you. They should acknowledge there's an anointing on your life. He picks up the mantle. Actually, I did this morning in my own bedroom. He picks up the mantle, the anointing of God. He smites his own Jordan. He smacks it. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And immediately the Jordan separated and he crossed over on dry ground. Come on now. You keep parking and thinking about, oh, the sin, the failures, the pain, the problem, the agonies, the hopelessness, the despairs, all the things of life, the old man's ways, all that stuff. If your anointing isn't strong enough to smite that thing so you can cross over, you'll have an anointing, but you'll be ineffective. You're stuck. You're stuck in your past. You're stuck in your failure. You're stuck in your sorrow. You're stuck in the condemnation. Whatever it is, you have the power in your hand to smite that thing and cross over. Come on, you anointed people of God. Come on now. There's a power within you that's able for you to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could even ask or think. Can I have an amen? Glory. I'm sweating up here. The anointing breaks the yoke. We have too many ineffective Christians anointed by God. Anointed by God. Prepared to cross over. But because they don't believe God for themselves, they can believe God for someone else's life. But because they can't believe God for their own circumstance, a situation, a problem, or pain, or whatever it is, they get to a place, they've experienced the power of God, they've received the anointing of God, yet they're stuck. They're stuck. And eventually what happens is, you're looking at everyone else on the other side, thinking, why can't I do that? And despondency can overtake your soul. Pain can speak. Hurt can rise. And then all of a sudden the devil's speaking again and again and again about what I failed in or what I was hopeless at or what I allowed to happen, rising its ugly head and bringing condemnation to my soul. Then what happens is I let go. I let it go. And I allow the Jordan to now direct my steps and wash the way I am and confirm what I thought. And then you've got Christian after Christian had an experience with God but never encountered their God because they refused to smite the waters of their Jordan. Hallelujah. Stuck. God's provided everything for them. Isn't it amazing the word that Elisha spoke? Where is the Lord God of? Not Elisha. No. Elijah. No. He hadn't experienced God in this way yet. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Sometimes I have to remind myself, God's no respecter of persons. If he's done it for them, and I need him to do it for me, he'll do it. But sometimes I get so caught up in time frames. When, God, when? And I birth an Ishmael. With everything of God, you'll have to pick it up. Elijah crossed over his threshold of his Jordan. But all of a sudden, miracles started happening. Miracles started happening. First miracle he got over for himself. Then these are the sort of miracles. Go on the next slide, please. Miracles started happening. Like all of a sudden, he saw a widow who was lacking. And he spoke a word in due season. He could speak to the lack in people. He could challenge and change the thoughts of the influencers when Jehoshaphat, the king, was about to get attacked, and he gave him wisdom. When the woman lost her promise and her son died, and he had a word that he could breathe life into the situation. That's what happens under the anointing. When a man, an enemy, came to see him, Naaman, came to see him, he told him to wash in the river Jordan 7 times. And he brought peace. A man of the anointing brings peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. The anointing will make you step up, step in, step out of the natural into the supernatural. People will see the anointing more than the person. Things will try and tease and tempt the anointing on your life. When the commander of the army, the Syrian army, come to want to give him gold, precious things, and try and buy the gift. Yeah, we won't go there this morning. Be careful when someone asks you for money for a prayer. Just send your $10 here and we'll pray for your 10 minutes. Just send your $20 and we'll pray with you for 20 minutes. It's witchcraft. It's sick. It's a Naaman spirit trying to buy the gift. Hallelujah. Acts 1, 8, and 9 says this. Elijah had to see him go up. Elijah had to go and see Elijah go up. The disciples. Did the disciples see Jesus go up? Did they? They saw him get caught up and taken away the clouds. Remember that? Acts 1, 8, 9.
They saw him go up. What did Jesus release when he said, when I leave, you'll get the Holy Spirit? Elijah's mantle fell as he went up. The Holy Ghost fell as he went up. Hallelujah. And where does the Holy Ghost reside?
In us.
Shout it, love.
In us.
In us. You shout louder than that at home. He resides where? In us. The Holy Ghost fell and came a part of your life. Therefore, if the Holy Ghost is in you, you have an anointing. Do you believe that? Elisha's miracles included healings of the waters. In other words, the spirit of truth will start to flow out of you. There's no mixture in God. In fact, anything mixture in the Old Testament, you weren't even allowed to wear it. You weren't allowed to come to worship if there was a mixture of clothing on you. Book of Isaiah says this, let no alloy be part of your worship. An alloy is a mixture. I can't afford to have mixture in my life. I can't afford to do this. Release the anointing, Jesus. But is it strong enough to break this? Or am I going to stay the same all my life? Lord, 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 I want to do this, but don't take away that. Lord, 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 I want to be full of the joy of the Lord, but I still want to go to a nightclub. Lord, 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 I love the presence of your spirit. I just love it. Just get lost in the Holy Ghost. Then I go home and get drunk. The anointing and the measure of the anointing. Because it does say this, Elijah got a double portion. Elisha got a double portion. My Bible says, he's given me the Spirit without measure. Woohoo! That's why he can then iterate this. I can do, because I've got all the power to do it. Now, when I say I can do all things, not what I want, what he wants me to do. Amen? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I don't know about you, but I need that strength to pick up the net. If we want to truly see a harvest, it's going to cost us to get a hold of this anointing. We will not be able to do it in our own strength. You and I need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I need his strength. Amen. The anointing cost Elisha something. I'm not going to leave you till I get what's on your life. I want to be everything you've called me to be. I want to walk in everything you've designed for me to be. I want this anointing. I need this anointing. There's a making in the following. Jesus said this, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. He didn't call them fishers of men. There's a making in the following. And where he's going to lead you is to a cross. What does the olive have to give up to release its oil? What does the olive have to give up to release the oil? It's got to be crushed. And in the squeezing, he gets out of you what he's placed in you. Anyone been going through any squeezing lately? Come on, be honest with me. Hey, I feel I've been crushed. I feel I've been whizzed up in the stupid whizzer. I'm unrecognizable. And then he wants to pour me out. Good God, help me. Hallelujah. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men with an anointing to pick up that which I've placed in your hand. Tell them voices to shut up. I refuse to camp. I refuse to stop. I'm not going to be one that draws back. I'm not going to be part of the crowd that all wants to do is observe. I want to get over my Jordan. I want to go over dry ground so there's no residue of that life left in me. Cross over into the very purpose of God Himself for my life. I refuse to camp. I don't know about you, but that should be you this morning. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Is it Zechariah 4? About the two trees next to the altar? Is it Zechariah 4? Is it Zechariah 4, the two trees next to the altar? Is it Zechariah? Anyway. Every eye closed, every head bowed this morning. I want to come against every lie from the pit of hell. I'm going to decree and declare over you. I want this to be awakened in your spirit. Is it? I have an anointing from the Holy One. I want you to say that with me this morning. I have an anointing from the Holy One. I have an anointing from the Holy One. Therefore, I can, I shall, and I will accomplish everything He's purposed for my life. You need to wash yourself with that every day of your life and shut the mouth of the enemy. Cross over your Jordan, walk in your purpose, see restoration, healing, and deliverance. Even to see the dead raised in Christ, amen, to see souls won for Jesus, to see those who have a knowledge of but don't know Him yet come back into the kingdom of God, to see the lost restored, to see those of the house blessed by the anointing on your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll finish on this. In Zechariah chapter 4, it says this, and there were two trees next to the throne of God, and out of these trees came these pipes. And out of the pipes flowed oil. Flowed oil. If you look up that in the middle of your index, it says this. Literally, sons of fresh oil. Sons of fresh oil. Those who are prepared to be with Him and in a place of intimacy with Him. Seated next to Him. And He expects out of these trees, hello, you trees of righteousness planted by the Lord. He expects out of these trees to bear fruit in season, out of season, hallelujah. And He expects that fruit to flow to a broken and dying world, hallelujah. And them trees He wants to use is you and I. You draw from Him. That you can disperse out to them. I don't know about you, but if you need some fresh oil this morning, if you need a fresh infusion of the Holy Ghost, if you need some
Yes, Lord, I can. Yes, Lord, I desire. Yes, Lord, I want to do everything you want for my life. Yes, Lord, I want to see this harvest come in. Yes, Lord, I want the strength to draw in that which is on the right side. Yes, Lord, I want to see souls touched. Yes, Lord, I want to see my household delivered. Yes, Lord. That's you this morning. You lift up your hands before God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to believe God for some fresh oil this morning. Oh, yeah. Don't camp around with the crowd. Get yourself separated to Him. Don't get around the crowds thinking they'll never move. They might know what's going to happen, but they're not going to move. Father, we're not going to be spectators. We want to be participators in your kingdom. Father, I thank you there's a resident of anointing within my spirit, man. Thank you this morning that out of my belly shall flow a river. Thank you, my God, you'll place a word in my mouth in due season. Thank you, my God, I have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. Thank you, my God, that your anointing and your Spirit resides in me and I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, my God, that my life will be effective in this hour. Thank you, my God, the blind will see, the lame shall walk, the paralytic shall rise up. Thank you, my God, in my house there is no sickness nor disease. There is no backslider. Father, they will stay the same. They will be touched by the anointing of God. Thank you, Father, that this anointing will demonstrate life in me and through me. Thank you, Father, that I'm about to see change. Thank you, Father, that you're a God who hears my prayer. Thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that I echo the words of Joshua again this morning. Yet for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. In Jesus' name, I seal it. And by His power, I receive it. And by the anointing, I declare it. In Jesus' name. And if that's you this morning, you better give Him an amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We glorify you and bless you and honor you. We love you. Do you love Him? Please recognize He might pull you aside. He might pull you aside. Hello, Jacob. Hello, Gideon. Hello, Noah. Hello, Jesus. And hello to you. He might pull you aside so He can meet with you. All by yourself. And you can walk from Him empowered by the Holy Ghost. Amen. God bless you. Have a good week, successful week, a great week. God has something for you in Jesus' name. Amen.